the major side effects for the aromatase inhibitors appear to be the joint and bone problems, the increase in osteoporosis. At least that's manageable. And certainly in the United Kingdom, we have begun to appreciate the whole concept of skeletal health as a problem. And we really had not got to grips with osteoporosis in a female population as a subject. And we have had to tackle that head on. And there are probably 1.5 million women in the United Kingdom at risk of osteoporosis who don't know it. At least now the patients with breast cancer are getting their DEXA scans, so we know exactly where they are in the osteoporotic scale, and we can institute therapies if needed.
What are some of the preventive strategies that you utilize?
We carry out a DEXA scan on someone who's about to start an aromatase inhibitor. If a DEXA scan is more than 2.5 standard deviations away from a T-score, we will institute anti-osteoporotic therapy. Or if they've had an osteoporotic-related fracture, if they've had a lumbar fracture or other fractures. If their T-score is within one standard deviation, then we re-monitor them at a year to see if it's changed. For the group in the middle, there is debate about the best way to go. And I think what's going to happen, because we're relatively new into this game, but I think what's going to happen in clinical practice is that we will re-monitor them at a year. If their T-score has deteriorated, they'll then start therapy with the bisphosphonate. We're recommending that all women take calcium and vitamin D, but there's actually very little evidence that that makes a difference.
What about sun exposure?
That's an interesting one. I talked recently with some Australian oncologists who tell me that they're seeing rickets in Australia for the first time ever as part of the cover-up campaign. So children are now wearing hats and very high factor sunscreens and are not getting their vitamin D exposure. In the United Kingdom, as you know, the sun never shines anyway. So, seriously, with global warming, we're seeing a lot more sun. And we are not making recommendations at the moment for sunshine.
Exercise?
Exercise is generally recommended. We're becoming very much like the States. We're having a population that are obese and indolent. As a general health strategy, exercise is being recommended.
Now, what was seen in the trials of aromatase inhibitors, including the ATTACC trial, in terms of fractures?
We've seen for the duration that patients are taking the aromatase inhibitor an increase in fracture rate of the order of about 2%. We're seeing bone loss of 1 to 1.5, 2% per year while patients are on their therapy. Once they stop it, and there's only one set of data so far that shows any effect after 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor, that so far the fracture rate drops very dramatically, very quickly. Now that's going to need following out for longer, and that's very preliminary data, but certainly in the ATTACC bone subprotocol, the patients that finished their therapy had gone back to normal a year after finishing therapy.
Now, in the ATTACC trial and the other studies of aromatase inhibitors, there wasn't really preventive bone density monitoring use of bisphosphonates. When those kinds of strategies are utilized, do you have any thoughts about whether or not there actually is going to be an increased fracture rate?
I think we'll not see that. I think that if we pick the patients who are already at risk up front and treat them appropriately, we're not going to see an excess fracture risk.